Yeah, we're holding with Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Just last line, last Amud was Tana Rabbanan. Shochat Shnei Kvosim Al Arba Chalis. Let's say on Shavuos they shechted the Shnei Kvosim, but they had their four Chalis instead of having Shtei Halechem. They had four. So obviously only two out of the four is Kodesh. So what do we do with these four? So it says Moishech Shtayim Mehem. Take out the two of the four Menifim and lift them up, and those two you use with those you be Yotza. Rosh Hashanah Manifa means imakvosim. The kifsi atzeres tunufa chayim ushrutin. You have to make a tunufa twice. Once when the kifsi atzeres is alive, and then after shchit, you have to make a second time a tunufa. See, out of these four, just pick up two of them and make a tunufa with the kifsi atzeres, and yotza the mitzvah kifsi atzeres. Now vihashar, what do we do lemaisa with the four lechems though? With the other two, so necheles the pigeon. The other two you'll not eat, but you have to be poyed to them first, because the maaser has a kedushas damim on it, so you can't eat it without pidyon. Two of them takeh has a loch of shtei halechem, that since you made a shechita sakvosim, the kanim will not eat it. But the other two stamas kedushas damim on it, you cannot eat it without pidyon. So we'll soon see exactly which ones and how we make the pidyon. So Gemara says, Amru Rabbanin kaimet Rav Chisda. Rabbanin said this over in front of Rav Chisda. Is lechura hod the loich Rebbe? This should not come out like Rebbe Shita, because the Rebbe goes according to Rebbe. Kivin the Yoma Shchita Mekacha. Since here b'shar Shchita, you had all four kabon, all four shtei halechems. So the kedusha was chal b'shar the Shchita. If so, the parak lo hecha, how could you be poyed to them, teach them? We are going to be poyed to now these shtei halechem. Eid the parak lo meyavroi. If you're going to take it outside, to be poyed to it outside. The Chorakiva Nechsis, since the Pasuk says, Lefnei Hashem, that the Shtei HaLechem has to be eaten inside Lefnei Hashem, inside the Beis HaMikdash. If so, Isselu B'Yotzei, there'll be a Psu Yotzei, to take two of them outside, there'll be a Psu Yotzei. In other words, really the problem is, we do not know out of this four, which two are really have Kedushas Shtei HaLechem on them, and which two is still Kedushas Dam to be Poida. So Chorakiva, like you have to take all four outside to be Poida, all four Menasofik. If so, you can't take them out, because maybe you'll be taking out two of the Shtei Halechem, which will have a Psu Yetzei now. Elamai Igavoy, Elamai, the other Yetzer is no. Be pointed them now inside when they're in the base of Migdash. If so, the Havim Inur, the question is, Homayachun Lazara, how could you do that? By you being pointed it now, you're making the coming to Chulin. True, like in the Sufik, you pointed two out of these four. Like you say, whichever two is not the Kedushas Shtei Halechem, they should become poddy on the money you have here. So the Kedusha goes off those two lechems onto the money. But now those two lechems become chulin. So according to Havim Inarid, there's a problem. You bring in chulin in Lazara. You're not allowed to have chulin in the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash. So Mor says no. Omalu Rav Chisda, Yerlam Terebi. Could be this bright that goes according to Rebbe Shita. And really attack it's chal Kedusha Saguf on two of these lechems. Have a din Kedusha, Shtei HaLechem. The other two do not. So the question is, where are you being poured to them? Or Parak Lugavoy, Avadi, you have to leave them inside. You cannot take them outside, because if you take two of them, even if you take two of them just outside, you have to be afraid maybe those two are the real Shtei Lechem. And so you'll make a Psu Yetzer by bringing them outside. So Avadi, you have to leave all four Lechems inside. And you are poured to two out of the four inside. The two that's only regular Kedushas Dam, and those two you're being poured to. Ah, you have a question. How could you make Chulun Bazoro? The answer is v'chulin memeila k'heaven. The chulin comes by itself. It's not considered you're making the chulin. The chulin comes by itself. Therefore, there's no problem of chulin the azara. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, malay Ravin l'Ravashi." So Ravin is that Ravashi. For Tanya, we learned kishu poidin and poidim elabachutz. Says clearly in a case like this, where you makadish, where you had four lechems there, that when you want to be poided two out of the four, you have to be poided them bachutz. So how could you do that? The Gemara says, "Echanami, Havadi Reb Lezer Reb Shimonhi." And Echanami, this price it says the pigeon has to be outside. Could only go according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, that holds that b'shar shchita it does not get its kedusha yet. So therefore, there's no psul yaitz. So therefore, you can take it outside, because the Rebbe goes according to Rebbe. If l'hubi yaitz, there'd be a psul yaitz. You can't make the pigeon outside. The shtelechem would become puzzle. So you can't bring out four of them or two of them, because you have to be afraid maybe those two is the Shtei Lechem. Senechlam, this process goes according to Rebbe Shimon. Now the Gemara says,
Oma le Ravacha braid the Rav of the Ravashi. Leima let's say to have to the Rav Yechon and Miho. From now on, Lachi of Nis Breis the Chur should be cashed against Rav Yechon and Shita. What? Yitma learn like this. Toide Sheshochtu Ashmoinim Chalas. Let's say you brought a carbon Toide and you had 80 Chalas. You're supposed to have just 40. And instead they brought 80. So what's the Lachi now? And you made a Shita on the carbon Toide of all 80. So Chiski Yoma Kitchur Aboy Mitech Shmoinim. Chiski says no, only 40 out of the 80 are Kaddish. And there are 40 here, that's Chulin. Rabbi Yechonim says no, Rabbi Yechonim no ma loy kitchu aboy matech shmeinim, no, that you do not have a kiddush of 40 out of 80. Tadachur means nothing is chal, that since you can't have 80, you don't even have 40 out of 80 either. If so, l'chur our price that says if you made a shnei kvosim on four lechem, that at least two of the four is kaddish, of course not like Rabbi Yechonim. Sumar says no, V'lav itmer alo, didn't we learn of this price already of Rabbi Yechon's halach like this? The Rambam Rab Zera, Hakol moedim eichad yom alakadshu aboyim etech shmeinim bekitcha. If they speak out clearly, b'shas the shkita of the Toida, that you only want 40 tibichal out of these 80, senechnami, v'schal ha-kedush on 40 of them. We don't know which 40, but only 40 is Kaddish. So meilo hochinam of yes also, the yom alakadshu etatim etech arba. Our price before is talking about where when they made the shechita on the shnei kvos and they spoke out clearly, we only want two out of these four to be kaddish. Tzedek nami, then two is chal, which two we do not know. Therefore, menasof we have to be poida two of them. Tony Rebbe Chanino Tirso, chlida from the place Tirso, kaimed Rebbe Yechonon that shochat arbo kvosim al beis chalas. What's going to be the opposite way around? They made the shechita on four kvosim on the shnei alechem. So moshech shnei mihem. Take two of these shnei kvosim, v'zorik domen shalei l'shmon, and two of them you should make the zrikah shalei l'shmon, because to do it l'shmon you can't do it, you can't have four kvosim. So even though the shechita was done l'shem kvosim, l'shem kivsei atzeres, but the zrikah of two of them should be done shalei l'shmon. Shemi atoy makach, if you do not do like this, in other words, if you do not first make the zrikah the first two shalei l'shmon, if so it's tada to esachreinim, then you're going to lose out. The other two will be possible. You can't do this. In other words, if you check the first to Lishmon, then you cannot do the second to Shlei Lishmon. And Rashi explains, to the Omeliel, that ain't l'chodova shenira Lishmon v'nitchom Lishmon. You don't have anything that was once fit to be brought Lishmon, and then it's nitcha, that if you bring it Shlei Lishmon, it should be kosher. You don't have that. So the mission is like Rishon Lishmon. Once you made a zrika, the first one Lishmon, then the next ones won't be chazi anymore Shnei Lishmon, because they're already chazi to be done Lishmon. Therefore, the answer is the first two should be done Shnei Lishmon, and then the second two should be done Lishmon. Omer Rabbi Yechon said, still v'chi omer liyodem amoid v'chet b'shvil shatiska, to be give you any heta to make the zrika Shnei Lishmon, because that's also an issa. You're not allowed to make a zrika shlei lishmon. Like here, you have these four kvosim. Now, two of them is kosher. So, who gives you right to do two shlei lishmon? It's not very to do it shlei lishmon. You're supposed to do them lishmon. So, you want to do it now shlei lishmon in order to make mezakeh that chaj these two now would be a kosher carbon. And echanami, you won't be yotzi shnei kvosim with these. You'll have to be yotzi shnei kvosim with the next two. But just like koponim, the first two would be kosher as a carbon itself. She wanted to be zeich in the korban. Aivotznan, we learned like this. Every chatish in the sav will be every oila. If pieces of meat from a korban chatish that he's supposed to eat, a kohen supposed to eat it, got mixed up with pieces of meat from a korban oila that's supposed to be burnt. And the lochur is not allowed to burn the every chatish. It's supposed to be eaten. There's a laugh to burn it. So what do we do now? Yes, you're allowed to put all these pieces of meat on top of the mizbech and burn it. The pieces of Chatish, you're not allowed to burn it, but Torah is a haktara. So, v'royoysa, those we see up there, v'royani es bosara chatish lamalo kilu eitzim. You do not have kavona to make a maisa haktara on the pieces of meat from the chatish. That you only have in das, stam, like you're burning wood, but not the Torah is a mitzvah haktara. That's from Lezit Heta. V'achomer, the chomer said, no, nothing doing, but rather two batzaros, and you have to wait till everything has a psulina, leave it overnight. V'yotz lebeis hasreifa. And then you burn it all in the Beis HaSreifa. The question is according to Reb Lezer, am I? Lema, or Kashi is according to Chacham here. Am I Lema, Amoid, Vechet, Beshur, Shatisko? Why don't we say according to Chachamim, or even according to Reb Lezer, it should be mutter to get up to burn these Evrei Chatis in order to be Zoicha in the Evrei Oila, that should be able to burn the Oila? So why not say like it's kedat to do this Aveira in order to be Zoicha to be able to do the other mitzvah? So Gmarin says no. Amoid vechet bechatis. Beshvil shatiske bechatis arminen. If we're trying to do a chet in this korban itself to be Zoicha in the same type of a korban, like Bial Kipsi Atzeres, we're telling you to make a Zerika Shnol Lishmon in order to be Zoicha that the other two kvosim should be kosher, that's okay. But Amoid vechet bechatis beshvil shatiske beyond the arminen. But here we want you to do a chet with the every chatis to burn them. When you're not supposed to, I'm not to be able to be burned the Evrim of a Korban Erla, maybe that you don't say. So more still is the question, over Chod and Milsim Yoma, but by one Inyan, is it true that you say to be Chota, to be Zeicham? I've what time you learned like this, Kiv Sayat Seres, Sheshochton Shnei Lishmon, when they brought the Shnei Kvosim on Shvuas, if they made the Shchit Shnei Lishmon, Oy Sheshochton, Bein Lefnei Zmanon, Bein Liach Zmanon, whether they Shechter before Shvuas, or whether they Shechter after Shvuas, he is Adam Yizorik. He's still allowed to make this Rikas Adam. V'yabosa yechol. And you're allowed to eat the meat. But v'yimhoisa Shabbos. Let's say it was Shabbos. Then lo yizorik. You're not allowed to make this Rikas if it was Shabbos. Since it's not a voides hayoin, it's just a regular korban, you can't make this Rikas on Shabbos. It's a chet to do his Rikas on Shabbos. But v'yimzorik. Let's say v'yavid you made his Rikas. Then hurtsa lahakta v'murim lerev. Then it says v'yavid you're allowed to go and burn the Imurim of the Korban at night time after Shabbos. So the question is, Gamai, why? Lema, why don't I say Amoid Chet Bishvil Shatiska? But the question is, if you made the Zrika Shlo Lishmon, if you made the Shchit Shlo Lishmon on Shabbos, again, that, this case is, let's say, Shabbos, Shavuos came out on Shabbos. So if you would have made the Shchit Lishmon, it's a Korban Hayoyim, you're allowed to bring it on Shabbos. But now that you made the Shchita Shlei Lishmon, it's not called the Chayvas Hayoyim, you're not Yotzei Chayvas Hayoyim, you can't make the Zrika today. The question is, why not? V'yamai. Why don't I say L'chatchila should do the Chet and make the Zrika today? In order that be Zaychi, you'll be able to bring the Emurim at night time. So more it says like this. Amoid Chet B'Shabbos, Kadesh Tiske B'Shabbos Aminam. Maybe to do a Chet on Shabbos, to be Zaychi, to do something on Shabbos itself, maybe we would say, but over here, Amoid Chet, we want to tell you to make the Zrika on Shabbos, B'Shabbos. And what would you gain by this Zrika on Shabbos? Not that the carbon is kosher, but that you should be able to burn the Emurim at night time. So that layer mina, that we don't say. So if we do a Chet on Shabbos, to be Zrika, do something on Shabbos, maybe that we would say. Now the Gemara says, Uvatarti midaloi, is it true about that, but two different in Yonim, you do not say Chet, Kadesha Tiske, I, for us none we learned, Chov Yis Shal Truma Shanishpro, Vagas Al Yoina. Let's say on the attic upstairs, you had a barrel of Truma, or let's say of wine, and the barrel broke, over Tachdoina, so it was going to drip down and fall downstairs, over Tachdoina on the bottom, was Chulun Tameyim, was Chulun that was Tamei. So if the top Truma is going to fall down, the Truma will also become Tamei, and then you won't be able to eat nothing. You won't be able to eat not the truma, not the chulin. So because you want to stop very hard this truma from falling down into the chulin. Like this, the chulin tumeim on the bottom you could eat. But if the truma will fall down and become tumme, you won't be able to eat anything. So it says here that Moedir Reb Lezer of Rebbe Shua, Shemyoch olahatzim imen revias betairo yatzel. That if you could work to get a Torah dikakelim to save the truma that's falling down, even if you can only save a revias of it, betairo, you have to go and save it. In other words, you cannot find kelim that are tamei to save that truma. Because by you taking kelim that's tamei, you're going to go be metama the truma of Yadayim. That's a chet, you have no right. So if you're better off, even if it takes time till you try and find a kli that's tor, and you lose a lot of wine, but as long as you'll be able to save at least a revias of yayin, of this truma taira, you have to work to save it with kelim of tamei, and you have no right to save it with Kalim, you have to save it with Torim Dika Kalim, and not with Kalim Daratame. But Vimlav, let's say no, if you look around to try and find Kalim Daratar, you won't be able to find, to save any of this Truma,
all of it will fall down. Then it says, Reb Lezer Weimar, Terid Batitma. Still, you have to let all the Trum